Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hey, my God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. Pray that we allow him to reign in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Amen. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise God. Glory to God for giving us another day to give him glory, to give him praise, to give him honor. Without him, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do, oh my God, all things. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless God. Oh, my God, I praise you, Jesus. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be praised. So we bless the Lord again and welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, waiting on the Lord to move miraculously in our lives on a daily basis. He said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out the mouth of God. We pray and more that we will have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say as we put our ears to his mouth to receive that God has spoken unto us and what he desires for us to live by on this journey and to be the witness and the light and help and be the example that he's calling for us to show the agape love and walk in forgiveness. Our scripture reading will come from two places tonight. It will come from Isaiah 53, starting at the third verse. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrow and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one form who men hid their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he bore our grief and sickness, weakness and distress, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if this was leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes that wound him, we are healed and made whole. Praise God. And the other scripture reading will come from Isaiah 55. Wait and listen, everyone. Who is thirsty, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy priceless spiritual wine and milk without money and without price, simply for the self-surrendered that accepts the blessings. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, the profitness of spiritual joy. Incline your ear, submit, and consent to the divine will, and come to me here, and your soul will be revived, and I will make an everlasting covenant or league with you, even the sure mercies, kindness, goodness, and compassion promised to David. And this is out of Isaiah 55, 1 through 3. And the prior one was Isaiah 53, starting at the third verse to the fifth verse. Praise the Lord. May we, glory to God, govern ourselves accordingly, walking in faith to believe, to receive. In the name of Jesus. Father, we do honor you tonight and do give you glory, do give you praise, because without you, Father, we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. We thank you for the opportunity that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. God, without you, glory to God, where would we be at this hour and this time? You, the breath of life, you breathe on us. Our lives are just as the breath was a vapor. But God, because of you, we are walking souls. We are walking vessels. We can be even walking disciples for Christ in the name of Jesus. God, we pray as we come before you that you ask you to look upon our hearts to you do your investigation. You know everything about us before even the beginning of time. But forgive us for every offense, every transgression against you and your word in the name of Jesus. As we have this opportunity, come before you, God. We want to come with thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, praying one for another, iron sharpening iron, bearing one another burdens, praying for those that are lost and don't have any idea who you are, and for those that have been, glory, out of part of the kingdom and decide, glory to God, to go back, glory to God, in this world, God, to be consumed by the enemy. We pray for an awakening, for repentance, and a returning hearts back. The ones that don't know you, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, open their eyes and their ears that they may hear. Help us to be an example and a light, so when the word does come, it will fall on ground. Glory to God, to be fertile and ready to receive in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan up in all this confusion and chaos and all the tricks and snares that he plots and plans. He's already schemed up. Glory that he caused many to fall and many, glory to God, to fail. But God, we are praying for an awakening, that the opportunity while breath is in the body and in their right minds, that they will come to Jesus and return back for those that need to. And for those that are already in Christ, that they keep striving every day for more of you. Glory, I deny this flesh, crucifying it, that you may be glorified. Help us not to fall prey to, glory to God, what the enemy is offering through prestige and power struggles and all this, glory to God, of money and greed and everything else that he's offered, and lust of the eye and lust of the flesh and pride of life. Oh, God, we're praying for deliverance. So many horrific and horrible and mischiefs that the enemy is already not only plotting but is doing in the lives of people. Help them to come to a place, God, that they really need Jesus, that he is a savior and a deliverer. He can deliver us out of drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all kinds of other stormy trials and things, glory to God, with heartache and pain and glory, all the sickness and diseases, and nothing's too hard for you. Help us to have the faith to continue to stand and glory to God and give you glory and praise and believe, glory to God, even though it may seem longer than expected in some of these trials. God, we know that one of them lasts always. It may be a season, a little bit more in some lives than others, and then it all depends on disobedience and obedience as well as, glory to God, sometimes just for you to get glory. And so help us to not look at the time frame, but to look unto you as often the finish of our faith. Whatever it is to have walked through this faith walk, God, you done already let us know there'll be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, you overcome the world. God, help us to know there's a time, glory to God, for everything under the sun, every season, glory to God. And even as our season, glory to God, we don't know what this all the time, what it is, and when you are going to move sometimes. Some things you reveal and some things we just have to wait on. But God, help us to still have that yet praise and glorify your holy name. God, we pray for these, your prayer warriors. We pray for those that are going through. We pray for those that are in need of you, glory to God, in so many miraculous ways right now. We pray for Brother Black. God, forgive me that time went by and things slipped today. Glory to God, I pray all is well with our brother and pray he continue to be strengthened. Pray for all the prayer warriors. Pray, glory to God, for all the needs, glory to God, to be met. Oh, our God, in the time of fresh, and we bind up Satan and all of the course of all these attacks against the body, in the body of Christ, for sickness and disease. If it's not for that, it's attacking the finances. If it's not, it's attacking their minds. If it's not, it's attacking the, glory to God, the families or whatever, the jobs or however it may be. God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you have all the answers in every situation. Oh, the enemy want to make us anxious and cause us, glory to God, to be overwhelmed with this happening, so many things happening at once. But nevertheless, God, you're still in that same place. Hallelujah. Just like it was when your son was going through, glory to God, even on our behalf and on the cross. God, and you're the same God now, that no matter what the end will be, as we trust and rest in you, that it'll be favorable to us and you'll be glorified. Help us like never before to pray one for another, uplift each other up, esteem others more highly than ourselves, to stand on the word, even glory to God, as you was even speaking, even in the scriptures about the stripes, glory to God, all you already sacrificed on our behalf, to know, glory to God, you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short, you can't deliver, and when your word go out, it will accomplish everything it's not, that you set it out to do. It's not going to run on void, God, so no matter what the screaming voices of the enemy try to scream louder than our prayers or louder than what your word is saying. But nevertheless, he's a liar and the father of lies. So God, help us to stand fast, hold fast, continue to speak and decree and declare with faith and obedience, God. In the area that we're weak in, we call for strength and courage to continue to stand, praying for those that are going through with cancer and going through in their bodies where the enemy trying to make life a death sentence, even though it has caused a lot of lives, glory to God, but heart attacks and strokes and glory to God and aneurysms and all kinds of other things have happened, glory, untimely death and so many various things. But God, you still, glory to God, and you know you, we know you're a healer and a deliverer. And glory to God, just like the Hebrew boys did not bow down even when the enemy tried to hold them bow down to a graven image, and no matter how much pressure was on their lives, glory to God, they still didn't. When the disciples, glory to God, and say it was it was good that we, glory to God, had to go through and suffer or beaten on your behalf. They didn't take down those, glory to God, that have stood, glory to God, and said, no matter what, even if death's coming, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to give up on the Lord. Oh, God, there'll be so many different kinds of challenges. Some people just can't even stand somebody ridiculing them and taking them through, talking about bowing down to if their lives really was on the chopping block. God, help us to be to a place that we won't be liars. We won't, glory to God, be sacrificing things, glory to God, to try to please or appease. Only thing that's going to please you is faith and obedience to you. God, help us to know to the point that no matter what, you are greater on the inside of us and the Holy Spirit is with us. God, that you will deliver and you will heal and you will bring us through. You will save. God, I thank you, Lord God. Most of all, in the midst of it all, glory to God, your will be done in us, and your will is always the best. Because you said all good and perfect gifts come from you. You said where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Help our treasure to be, glory to God, heart and looking forward to the Jesus Christ and him being crucified and us being able, glory to God, to be able to have you say, well done, your good and faithful servant, that you enter in and also be pleased with us while we're here on the earth realm doing what you called us to do and being, glory to God, and a partaker of the goodness of the Lord through holiness and righteousness. God, you have blessings here in the earth realm, but you don't want us to get caught up in what's going on here, but be about the kingdom business, because you said if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else is going to be added. You want us to be blessed and prosperous. You just don't want us to have those things possessing us. We can possess it, but always keep you first. God, we pray, glory to God, for those that are hurting and glory to God through their heartache and disappointment, glory to God, through things that have been crucified, glory to God, and ostracized through all kinds of things that people have been saying and doing. And, God, we're praying for those that are overwhelmed because of their jobs. They don't have no jobs or the job is not being able to take care of adequately the things that are going on with their families, to keep food on the table, clothes on their back, or just even to keep shelter or transportation. God, even for those that have lost everything, lost family and loved ones, other ones have just lost, glory to God, all of their possessions through wars and through earthquakes and through fluoride, various storms and all kind of other horrific things happen. Some global that got it in because the financial, economical situation has been overwhelming that, oh, God, but you are still a restorer and a healer and a deliverer. Oh, God, in the midst of it all, some even may be saved and enemy trying to steal their joy, their peace, and even most of all their faith, because that's what he wants to steal from all of us. Because if we have the faith, you can restore in the name of Jesus, and you can bring us through and bring peace. You can heal us. Oh, if he can just steal that faith. Oh, but he'll use everything else he can to drill at us and to go over to God to make us overwhelm and torment us, to keep us from holding on to faith. Well, that's the whole key in the name of Jesus. But I bless you, God. Help us like never before to know that we got to be helpless one to another. Stay joint together. Lord, as the Father and him was one, and we become one with him and one with one another, God, help us like never before to stand fast on your word and believe it. Thank you for the miracles that we hear. Thank you for the healings and deliverance that we hear. Thank you, Lord God, for the provisions that you make. Ah, God, as we continue to pray for Israel and pray for glory at Jerusalem and pray glory to God for the Ukraine and pray for this United States of America. Turn back over to God. In God we trust with all the idols that have come in and all the things that people are bowing down to. Oh, God, help us to remember who you are. Pray for our President Biden and over to God and our Vice President for wisdom and also the spiritual wisdom. Give them ears for the Congressmen and the over to House of Representatives, the government, all. Glory to God, those officials that are in, glory on down to the mayors, the chiefs, the whatever, police. Oh, God, give them wisdom. God, we pray against all of this throwing a brick and hiding your hand and all this confusion and chaos amongst us in our own country, that doors will be open for the enemy to really try to come in, because the cells are being set up been for years, but things, glory to God, for them to get a plot and plan to really come in and bring destruction. We plead that, Brother Jesus, that our country won't stretch itself so thin that it helping this one, helping that one, and not saying not to, but not to the point where, glory, I have to start shutting down things in our own country when people, glory, I have needs in the name of Jesus in these various programs and things in there. Pray for our elderly. Pray, glory to God, for their healing. Pray for their deliverance. Pray for the glory of their finances. Pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. They don't have to go back to work at 70, 75 and what, trying to make ends meet, always sitting there trying to make a decision about their medicine today and food today. Oh, God, we are praying, have mercy. Praying for even for them that are lonely, that you are blessed even in our elderly. If the family don't wake up and recognize it, some may even lost all the family, but others, glory to God, just put in the heart, glory to God, of someone you can touch through the agape love to say, I'll come and sit or encourage or call or send glory to God messages by the, let them know, glory to God, they are loved and appreciated. Ah, God, we're praying for salvation even for some of them that, glory to God, even at an elderly age, you are saved no matter who, glory to God. Matter of fact, we are praying even for healings of families and marriages and relationship with parents and children. Pray for our youth like never before, God, for deliverance, for healing in their hearts and for things that they're going through and doing, even through the rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience, rebuking and binding the hand of the enemy with all these voices and things. God, pray for those yokes to be destroyed so they can come to a place and come to a realization. They don't have to act out all of this. They don't have to go through all that pain. They don't have to be bullied. They don't have to be on drugs and alcohol and listen. They don't have to be looking, glory to God, for love in all the wrong places. They don't have to get caught up in looking, glory to God, at the movie stars, the athletes and all this, making them their great mentors. Oh, God, but we are praying that we as believers, as born-again believers, filled with the Holy Spirit, walk, glory to God, concerning holiness and righteousness, that they can see a difference in our lives, not have one way in the church, one way on the job, one way, another way. You don't have no mass confusion. You don't have no freak for heads, glory to God. We got to be to a place with our voice and our mind and our spirit and everything got to line up according to your word in the name of Jesus, that we can be disciples for Christ truly, not in name, but truly, glory to God, in the things that we do. We might be the only Bible somebody reading. God, even our own self, check ourselves daily to make sure we're walking in the faith. God, we got to do a self-examination and willing to do so without denying and justifying. God, we just need your help. And praying, God, as you bless Mother McCormick, God, we thank you for touching her, going through her test today. We pray all her tests come back, all the ones she already have done. We believe in, glory to God, for the healing. Praying for Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, that trip, glory to God, to Panama. This is the year. We pray for El Shaddai. We give God glory for being El Shaddai El Shaddai, not active right now, but the El Shaddai, the true and living God, he's always on the throne and active. We thank God for the word of God in the name of Jesus, our Savior and deliverer. We thank God, glory to God, for blessing all our children and all the glory, our grandchildren, our seed, as well as the church family. And we pray, glory to God, for you to bless this divine connection as well. God, for these men, this man and these women of God, so faithful, and pray, glory, that we will have that time this year. Ah, God, COVID got in the way in the time back when we thought we all have the gathering of the eagles here. Ah, glory to God, as they come from the east, the west, the north, and south together here in Charlotte, so we can have that prayer time. We can have that luncheon. We can have that fellowship. We can have that coming together, glory to God, to see the faces of one another, even though we see each other in the spirit, and some we know. But God, we just blessing that you will bring it about. We speak life, health, and wholeness, and traveling mercy and protection and shield. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over our lives and our families and this church and this church family. Glory to God and all of the ones that are represented, and also glory to God, even in this ministry, that you may get the glory, salvation, deliverance, and healing, and wholeness, and all those things, glory to God, that you've already done and doing, and still more to come. Praying, glory to God, that you will bless, glory to God, Mother Earth, so to God, touch your body, continue to bless that young woman. We've been leaving, glory to God, for Mother Freeman, that you touch her body, Mother, glory to God, camping, so many other our elderly, and God, just touch and heal and deliver. Pray, glory to God, for Apostle Burton and Prophetess Bird. Glory to God, we pray for, glory to God, every one of the, glory to God, the vessels that you have represented in the house of God, even on this line, in the name of Jesus. We bless you for all that you've done and what you're doing. God, we can never pray enough for all the things that are going on, the people that are hurting, the people that are grieving, the people that are going through in their transition, in the name of Jesus. We pray for CJ, glory to God, and his father, glory to God, his pastor's birth family, God, and even for all that the father was, as she was saying, now he's come to that place the other day that he was acceptance, glory to God. However, God bless even in this transition with his son, and the son, glory to God, being tired. But God, like she said, he fought 9 years, and we still know, glory to God, all things are possible with you. But in the midst of all that's going on, let thy will be done. And so many other. Pray for Pastor Mitchell, glory to auntie that we've been praying for, glory to God, that she said she was out of ICU and thought all was well. But now, even in the midst of the kidney, glory to God, I have some problems she's heard about, and now, glory to God, the liver's shutting down. God, we know how much you love him and know this is a woman of God. God, we know, glory, all things are possible. But we put all these cares and concerns in your hand that you're touching, comforting, encouraging, strengthening. God, do what you do best. Glory to God, being the Father, the author, the finisher of our faith, being, glory to our Savior, our deliverer, our burden bearer, our high, strong tower. Everything we need is found in you. You are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. You're Jehovah's alone, the God, glory out of peace, and you will give us that peace that passes all understanding. Glory to God, when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in thee. God, has so many names we can say, glory to God, who you are and all the greater things that you've done and doing. But God, we thank you. Help us to know who you are in us and who we are in you. And we ask you for your blessing. Bind Satan up at all of the courts. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, against every working tool and device that he's already plotted, not be canceled and annihilated in the name of Jesus. And we speak life, God, as we call the Holy Spirit. Glory to God is calling our peace and our joy back in. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace and debt cancellation, the power of forgiveness and the love, glory to God. You're teaching us the more to have one for another. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you. And help us learn how to love our enemies. God, help us to learn how to love one another even more. But we got to get to a point when we do love you like we're supposed to and love one another. God, you can't help but love the enemies. We don't condone what's being done, but we have to step back and say, God, you teach us how to go in, how to come out. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Pray for Pastor Bird, Mother Willett, and I have to see if Mother McCormick is going to fill up too. Praise the Lord. I believe that she is. when I feel up to praying, but I'll check with her. And in the meantime, we bless the Lord for all of you. And at this order now, this is what we're going to go ahead with that order so far. Praise the Lord. So we open the lines for Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Lord, you are the only deliverer and the only provider, the only healer is you. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. And as we come before you, Lord God, standing interceding for one another, interceding for brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know, families, Lord God, those that is in authority, the sick, the prisoner, Father God, you see it all. For nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. And Father, we come before you asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive us for anything we said or done that is not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help us to stand strong on that word. For you are the God that heal. You are the God that deliver. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we come together tonight, Lord God, praying for our brothers and sisters, praying for our families, Lord God, praying for those we know and those we don't know, Lord God, and standing on your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bind the works of the enemy, Lord God, because you'll give us power to bind the works of the enemy. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, you said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we bind this false spirit that come against the body, Lord, come against those that don't have the strength to fight the battle, Lord God. But we know that your word tells us, Lord God, if we pray, because prayer is the key for everything on this earth. Nothing is too hard for us to do, Lord God, when we seek you, Lord God. Pray and cry out to you, Lord God. Nothing is impossible. Father God, you gave us the authority and dominion here in this earth. You tell us we have the power to bind the works of the enemy because we don't fight against flesh and blood. But we know your promises tell us, Lord God, that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Lord, you gave us power to stand on the promises. And we know that you said in your word, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. So, Lord, we stand boldly before everything, Lord God, and claim the victory is ours. Everywhere we go, Lord God, help us to stand faithful, Lord, and clear victory is ours in the mighty name of Jesus. And that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Because, Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father. We believe in the word, Lord God. You said in the word, Lord God, you'll never fail us. You'll never forsake us. And you tell us to stand strong, because you are the only author and finisher of all things. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we bring our sons and daughters before you, Lord God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep an edge around them, Lord God. Bless them going out, Heavenly Father, and bless them coming in. Lord, we bind up anything that try to come against them, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus that the enemy has no authority in their life, not over them. We bind up the works of the enemy that come to kill, steal, and destroy because you gave us the authority of Heavenly Father. And Lord, your word said, whatever we ask, believe by faith, it shall come. Because your promises never fail, Lord. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Thank you for my sister that is going through situation right now, Lord God. But we know that you gave her a sound mind, Lord. We know that your word tells us, Lord God, that if we pray, Lord God, and ask you, Heavenly Father, touch her mind, Lord God, touch her heart, Lord God, that she will stand boldly and pray out, cry out to you, Lord God. Because, Lord, I know you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. And I know you never fail us, Lord God. You tell us if we pray, all things is possible to them that believe, Father God. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are going through trials and situation right now, Lord God, that they seem to lost the way, Lord God. But we bind the words of the enemy that come against their mind, Lord God. And we claim the victory is ours because you gave them a sound mind, Lord God. And we're standing in the gap for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help them to stand, Lord God, and to always remember that you make no mistakes. If you said it, that's it. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for taking care of our grands and our great-grands of the Father, for keeping an edge around them, Lord God. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, that they stand strong, Lord God, and bring back to the remembrance who they really are in Christ Jesus. For Lord God, you see it all and you know it all, Lord God. Help us to walk this narrow road right, Father God. Help us to know that if we call on you, be stand strong and be sincere in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you remember your word said, Lord God. He's no respecter of person. If you do it for one of your daughter, you'll do it for the other. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord God, for the shelter over our heads, Lord God. Clothes on our back, Lord God. Shoes on our feet. Food on the table. Lord, thank you. Because only you can do it, Heavenly Father. And that no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus we stand. Lord God, I thank you, Father. I thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you most of all, Heavenly Father, for healing the lands, Lord God. Thank you for touching the mind of sisters and brothers, Lord, to let them realize, Lord God, that you got to assemble again. Come back and assemble and stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours. Oh, God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord God. And, Lord, I pray for sisters that I don't know and sisters that I know. Those that is having trouble, Lord God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, touch their mind, Lord. Bring back to their remembrance who they are, Lord God, that they will stand boldly, Lord God. And that they will remember that you is no respecter of person. Oh, Father God, thank you for your mercy and your grace in our life. Continue to bless us going out, Lord God, and coming in. Oh, Father God, we ask you for a financial blessing in every area, Lord God. Because we know that you hear prayer, Heavenly Father. And we know your word said ask. And believe when we ask, we receive it. So I'm claiming debt cancellation, Father God. For each and every one of us that go through situation, Lord God. Finance blessing in abundantly, Lord God. Because nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I thank you for being the Lord of our life. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have made a way for us that we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory. Oh God, help us to receive what you already made available to us, Lord God. Help us to receive it. Knowing that you said it, that's it. And God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for opening doors for each and every one of us, Lord. Help us to stand, Lord God. Help us to know that you make no mistake, Lord God. If you call us for something, it's already done. Because you know it, Lord God. And if you said it, that's it. All we got to do, believe your word. And Lord, continue to strengthen me day by day to keep standing in the name of Jesus because there is no other. You are the only way, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I thank you for each and every one of my sisters on the line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to bless them. Continue to let them realize, Lord God, that you're still with them regardless what's going on. Sickness or whatever, you have authority over these things. And Lord, we thank you for health and strength, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. We bind up any aches and pain that come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Go back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For Lord God, you tell us that we have the authority to bind these things. And Lord God, we believe it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us authority and dominion here and hurt, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory your name, Father. We come boldly now to your throne of grace. We ask you for mercy. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission. We ask, Father God, that you cover us with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet. Ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you make us wise, God. You give us wisdom. Show us how to go in and how to go out in this season, Father God, like never before. I ask, dear God, that you open our spiritual eyes during this time like never before, dear God, so that we can call those things that be not as if they were, and we can see in the spirit, just as Elijah, God, asked you to open the eyes of his servant so that he could see what the truth really was, so that he could see that there was more for them than it was against them, so that he can peep in the spirit and know that you'll never leave us nor forsaken us. And I'm thanking you, Father God, to open up the eyes of your prophets so that we can see. Open up the ears of your prophets, God, so that they can hear what thus says the Lord. I am asking you, Father God, in this season to take us to another degree and into another dimension in you, Father, like never before, in Jesus' name. I ask, dear God, hararabohu sata ilabasando edidibasa, that we're going to have a greater understanding. Because, God, things is not always the way it look like. But, God, you said you would not keep anything hidden from us. God, there's so many reports going out, reports of all the bad things that's happening. But, God, I'm praying that you're going to raise up a speaker. You're going to raise up people in this last time. They're going to speak the good news of the gospel, Father, so that people can have hope, so that people will know where they have come from, so that people will know, Father God, that they got an advocate, and his name is Jesus, and that he can change situations and circumstances, and he can change people's hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So help us not to be discouraged. Help us not to get caught up in what we see and all of these news reports. Ain't nothing but bad news. But I'm asking you, God, to help us keep our focus, hallelujah, on the word of God. Every book in the Bible is for us. Every chapter, every verse and every word, God, is for us. Bury that word so deep in our hearts, Father God, so that when we and others need it, we'll be able to bring it forth with power and with the anointing, so that we will have hope, dear God, in Jesus' name, so that we will know that there's a better way, hallelujah, than the way we walked in, so that we will know, Father God, that a better day is coming. God, we need hope in this world. We need hope in this world. Because, God, there are so many things that's coming that's not of you. But you are still God. You still rule and you still reign. Help us to get that in our hearts and in our minds and in our throats, that we have the mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own hearts. Help us, God, to think the way you think. Oh, we can because of the precious Holy Spirit, God, that lives inside of us, that leads and guides us. Help us, Father God, to get in touch, hallelujah, with that you've already placed in us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so that we will have hope in these last days like never before. We pray for our leaders, Father God. We pray for those who you have given charge over us, who you have placed in different places, in office, God, starting from the president and his cabinet and all those people that work with him. Give them wisdom, God. Hallelujah. And that wisdom, don't start with how much they know, knowledgeable, God, but it all starts with how much they know about you. Help them to know, God, if they put you first, you will show them, God, how to lead this nation. You will show them, God, what they need to do. And you will show them their enemy, even as they plot and plan, just like you did for Elijah. And there's no respect of a person. You are the same God now as you was then. They had a relationship with you. And help us to know, God, that we got to have that relationship with you, Father God. And you won't let nothing catch us unaware. So, Father God, we do praise your holy and righteous name tonight as we put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put on the whole armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we take upon ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having all to stand, God. We stand, therefore, having our loins girded round by the truth. Your word, Lord, is truth. Your word, God, as it go forth, it will come back, God. It will accomplish what it was sent out to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your word tonight as we pour down strongholds. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are sharp with the preparation of gospel peace. In Jesus, we have peace. And we pursue peace with all men. God, you have made us ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. God, we take that shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the face, God, of everything that's going on, in the face of all trials and tests and temptations and tribulations, we cut to sneers, hallelujah, the plans of the enemy by speaking the word of God. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for that word of truth as we stand on it. We're not moved, God, by what we see, but every word that proceed out of your mouth. So, Father God, we thank you that in these last days that we're going to seek you like never before. You said if we seek you, we will find you. Help us to trust in you, Father God, because we can read, we can pray, and we can do all of that, but unless we believe we have it, we won't receive it. Unless we believe, God, that there's no failure in us, therefore there's none in us. If we believe, God, that your word is truth, if we believe, Father God, that you can do all things but fail, if we believe we can receive, God, you said a double-minded man received nothing of you. So help us, Father God, to keep our mind and our focus on you in this season like never before. God, I thank you for my family as I lift them up to you, my sisters, my nieces and nephews, and all of my family, Father. I ask that you keep them healed and whole. I ask that every need they have be met in you, nothing missing, nothing broken. I thank you, God, for finances and prosperity. And I thank you most of all, God, for long life. I pray that each of us will live a long life, hallelujah, not just to get old, but to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. I pray for this next generation, Father God, that they would come up knowing who you are, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will be saved and that they would teach that word to the next generation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, what happened to the children of Israel, one generation taught and the next generation forgot. And they cause themselves, God, to constantly be going in and out of captivity of the enemy. But help us, Father God, not to hide the word of God in our hearts. Hallelujah. I know we hide it to keep it safe. God, but the word is in our hearts so that we can share it with one another so that all men and women will come into the knowledge of who you are. God, we pray for all of the chaos now and wars that's going on in this land. We pray for those people, God, that have lost loved ones. Even in the midst of that, all of the earthquakes and everything else that are going on. But God, you already knew it. You are in charge and you know what's going on. I pray, God, that all of this suffering and everything that's going on, revival will come up out of it, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we will turn from our wicked ways and seek you. But in the meanwhile, I pray for their safety, God. I pray that you would touch the hearts of those that have lost loved ones. I pray for the chaos and everything that's going on, that out of this, Father God, just as we rose up, after 9/11, we rose up. We became a stronger country for a while. I am praying that in the midst of everything that's going on, people will come to that realization that we need God, that one day is not promised to us, Father God. We don't know when it's coming. We don't know when it's happening, but we know it will. So, Father God, I am praying now all for people all over this world to come into the knowledge of who you are. Because I don't care what we possess, homes and monies and cars and whatever it is, God, we got to leave it behind. One thing is for certain, that we will leave this earth, God. And I am praying for an eternal place, God, with you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you now that you are a healer. There are many that's sick. There are many, Father God, that suffer now in these bodies. But Jesus already paid the price for that. So I pray in the midst of the pain, in the midst of what they're going through, Father God, that you touch those bodies. Hallelujah, that you restore and renew, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, even for those who are sick on the line and going through, God, that during those times that you said, I won't leave you, I'll be there. I'll be with you through it. I'll walk with you through it. So, Father, I am praying that we keep our mind on you, Father God, and not through the things that we walk through. Because there are some things that we're going to go through. But if we keep our hands in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll make every crooked way straight. I pray for Sister McCormick, God, as she went through all those tests, as I come in agreement with Pastor BJ that all is well, everything went well, and the results, God, are well in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to touch her body even now and strengthen her. I ask, Father God, that you let her know that you are with her and that you are for her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And she's healed, whole, and delivered by your power. And the other ones that's on this line, I do pray for Brother Black Sister. God, I ask you to continue to strengthen her. I'm asking you to raise her up, Father God. And even in the decisions that she had to make, I pray, Father God, that she seeks your face, that she seek your face, that she put your word above every word of every physician that have said anything or whispered anything in her ear, God. In the name of Jesus, help her to seek you like never before. God, you can do all things but fail. You came to set the captive free. So I bless every individual on the line tonight. that we have what we say we have. I thank you that we're healed, whole, and delivered. I thank you that we know who we are here in the earth, that we are warriors, God. I thank you that they know that we stand in the gap for many, and that those that we pray for will be healed, will be delivered, will be set free, Father God, by your power. Hallelujah. We're just vessels that you use and that you work through. So help us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, Father, so that you can get the glory and the praise, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each one and bless their family. Keep us healed, whole, and delivered by your power. Thanking you for Pastor BJ, who stays on a post. Do what you've called her to do. Continue to bless her and strengthen her, dear God, for this race in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor you tonight. We love you and we praise you because you are the one that called us. You separated us, Father God. This is what we had even in the mother's womb. Just as you said to Jeremiah, you called him, God, to be a prophet from there. So help us to know who we are in you and help us to stand faithful in that call that you called us. And help us, dear God, hallelujah, to finish this race strong in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight, thanking you again for Jesus Christ that died for us. Thank you, Father, for the works that he did on the cross so that we would be where we are now, God, so that we can live forever with you. And we will be careful to give you the praise and the thanks. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for the prayers. And I'll try to, sorry to interrupt, Mother Willett, you are next. But Brother Blackett called. That's why I had prayed earlier. I missed his call before I came on, and it was at a time I had another call. But when I listened to the voice message right now, he's at Yale Hospital in Connecticut, and he was saying he's been there since Thursday, said his blood pressure was really, really high, and the doctors was concerned about the dizziness and also why his heart rate kept going up to 171, dropped to 157, and then 30, and then back down. I think he said he got it regulated at 70-something now. And something he said, he was trying to pronounce whether he said something about, the doctor said something about an AFib. But trying to hear clearly what he said. He hoped he can come home tonight or something. But anyway, just want to just go ahead and take that prayer for him right now. So Mother Pastor Bird or either Mother Willett, go ahead and take this prayer right now for Brother Black.
Okay. Okay, I can do that as I pray. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence, first of all, acknowledging that you are the living God, hallelujah, the faithful Father, the good Father God, and we pause, Father God, to intercede on our brother's behalf, Brother Black. Lord God, you know his exact diagnosis, Lord God. Yeah, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Lord God, we say that the attack against his body shall not prosper against him in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that by Jesus' stripes, he's already healed of any high blood pressure. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that his heart beats with the rhythm of life. And we pray, God, that you regulate his heart rate in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that the doctors not have to do anything that is not of a medical necessity in Christ Jesus' name. But we cry out to you, Father, because you taught us to pray, and we bring this urgent request to you, even now, in Christ Jesus, on behalf of Brother Black. We say, oh God, that the devil shall not win. We pray in Christ Jesus that God, hallelujah, you deal with that enemy that's attacking the body of Christ, especially, Lord God, your people. We lift him up in the name of Jesus, and we pray, Father God, that it is your divine will that he shall live, hallelujah, and declare the works of God and proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Use him for your glory, Lord God. Use him while he's there at the hospital, Lord God. And we thank you in advance. We pray, Lord God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, where Jesus already bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He, Lord God, was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we proclaim, Brother Black's healing. I thank you for what you said in your word, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, that whoever believes in you, the works that they do, that the works that you do, that they'll do also. And you said in, I believe it's John the 14th chapter, verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, you said you'll do it, that the Father may be glorified. And you said in John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You will do it. So, Father, we ask this special prayer on behalf of Brother Black. In the name of Jesus, we cancel everything that the enemy is trying to do. And we thank you and we pray, God, in Jesus' name for a complete recovery of whatever it was, any anxiety, any fear. We plead the blood of Jesus against it right now. And whatever trap, plot, the scheme the enemy was trying, we say it's already voided in Jesus' name. And we count this done, Father God, because we pray the prayer of faith, believing that it's already done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father God, I just praise you, Lord God, hallelujah. Praise you from whom all blessings flow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was thinking of the song, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Father God, I thank you so much. I praise you because you are worthy. Contrary to whatever is going on the earth, you are still, hallelujah, the I am that I am. You are our Savior, our Lord, hallelujah, our protector, glory be to God, our rock of Gibraltar, glory be to God. You are our help, Lord God, our healer, our way maker. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are good and you are for us. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you've already given us your very best. You allowed Jesus to come to sacrifice his life so that we can live. And I thank you for what your word has taught us. I believe what you say in your word. Your word is truth. All of your works are done in truth. Glory be to God. Your word is right. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, because in John 10:10, as it said, the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. And but it's a conjunction, that's a contrast. But Jesus came, which cancels out what the enemy, yes, he's still trying to throw, shield is for to quench all the fiery darts. So the enemy is still trying to do that. But we thank you that your word teach no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I believe it and I receive it in Jesus' name. And so, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I just thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that you want us to live. Jesus, Jesus came that we might have life and that life in abundance to the full. Glory be to God. And yes, there's so many things going on, and I believe they're just a distraction, just to cause people, Lord God, to doubt what you're saying. But we are born again, baptized believers of the body of Christ. We have no right to even put that in our vocabulary. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We should not waver at anything you've said in your word, but we should believe that we receive. Just as you say, John, praise God, 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Glory be to God. I trust what you say. Hallelujah. I don't doubt that you're big enough. The scripture teach me your hand is not too short, that it cannot save. Glory be to God. You're Elohim, the creator, the sustainer, the preserver. That's why earth is still on its axis, because of what you spoke, Lord God, into existence years ago. You put the sun and the moon in a specific place. Glory be to God, and they still obeying, hallelujah, your directive in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God. If we could just obey your directive, your word is good. It's like a medicine. That's what it says. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe in Proverbs, praise God, 4 and verse 20. Glory be to God. You said, pay attention, my son, pay attention to these words. Hear, incline your ear to hear. Hallelujah. For they are life. The words of God is life to those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Glory be to God. We thank you for the power of your word. Jesus said, with his stripes, we are healed. I receive it. Hallelujah. I don't doubt it. You said in Mark, praise God, 11, praise God, 22, to have faith in God. Jesus said that. Have faith in God. And then say something about the situation. That's what I call the mountain. Say something, speak to the mountain, and say, uproot yourself and be cast into the sea. And as long as you're not doubting in your heart, but whatever you say, it shall come to pass, as long as you're not doubting. Praise God. It's no time to doubt. It's no time to wonder if God is up in the sky. It's no time to wonder whether he's big enough to do what he says. I learned that a truth for myself, Father, that you are big enough, God, to do exactly what you say. We just need to get in the word and find out what you say, and then agree with your word and stand on those promises and say something about this situation. I thank you, Lord God, that this chaos that the enemy is doing right now, it shall come to a drastic halt. In the name of, I plead the blood of Jesus against these anxiety attacks in Christ Jesus' name. I come against high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, in the name of Jesus. It's a done deal. It's already under the blood. Jesus has already dealt with that. Praise God. 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, Exodus 23rd chapter, praise God, 25. It's already been dealt with. I agree with you, Father God. Hallelujah. You're not a man, hallelujah. Numbers tell me you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent from what you've already said. If you said it, it's going to come to pass. Glory be to God. And I agree with you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Father God, let me pause and say, have mercy on my soul. If I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, if I've thought some things that's not pleasing to you, forgive me. And as I pray that prayer, praise God, a warfare prayer, it says, praise God, hallelujah, Father, forgive us for our sins and have mercy on our soul. Forgive us for all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses and grudges and unforgiveness. God, I don't need anything in my heart that's going to interfere with the answers reaching people, because this is an urgent request that people on earth and earth need your help on tonight in Christ Jesus' name. It's an urgent request that you help us, Lord God, and you're the God that's able to help. How do I know? Because the scripture teaches me to look to the hills, from which cometh my help. You're a good helper, glory be to God. The great helper, glory be to God. The one that's able to do something about every situation. I don't need to name everything, because there's really too many things to name, but I do touch and agree, praise God, with my sister's prayers already that they've already prayed. Every person they lifted up, I lift up and touch and agree, according to Matthew, praise God, 18th chapter, verse 19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What, two or three, touching anything here, asking anything in your name, Lord God, you'll do it. Thank you, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to destroy. This is a specific request, Father God, because the enemy is wreaking havoc in lives. I ask you to destroy any assignments, plans, or works that the enemy may have against any people. Yes, not just the saved ones, but those that are not saved, because somebody need to get to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I ask you to destroy those assignments, plans, works, and the that the enemy may have against anyone in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to cause your anointing, your supernatural, miracle-working anointing, to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. Now, what bondage is you talking about, Sister Willie? The bondage of sin. It's a bondage. A bondage of addictions and strongholds. So many people, Lord, have mercy. The minds that have been destroyed because of these addictions and strongholds. God, I ask you to allow your anointing to break and destroy them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we bring down anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We take captive the thoughts to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father God, I heard some sicknesses listed out, Lord God, and we ask you to give us liberty and freedom from all these sicknesses, all these viruses, all these infections, in the name of Jesus, all this sinus and stuff that's going around and COVID. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus against it, but we ask you for liberty and freedom from all of it in Christ Jesus' name. And give us your complete and total, Lord God, will for all of our lives. But give people who are going through, Lord God, one thing or another, we ask you, Lord God, to bring about complete recovery and deliverance from that high blood pressure, blood disorder, sugar diabetes, anxiety, fear, cancer, eye trouble, mind disorders, God, immorality, the blood of Jesus against it, in Christ Jesus' name. Loose, praise God, your warring angels and encamp them about your people. Keep us safe. I always pray before I go out, Lord, let your angels go before me to keep me safe and keep people on the appropriate sides of the highway. Or if I'm on a plane, keep it on the appropriate sides of the airways. However I'm traveling, angels be in camp and keep us all safe in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you so much for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you for what you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you that you open up. I agree with Prophet Bird. Hallelujah. Open up our ears, Lord God, that we may hear from you, our eyes that we can see, and let us see every miracle. You heal our pastors from this COVID disease, Lord God. Now he's attacked with this pressure in the eyes, and the daughter attacked with some type of palpitations. Lord, this is nothing but a tactic of the enemy to make people, Lord God, I pray that they'll learn to pick up the word of God and say, look, devil, you a lie. I am healed. I am saved. I am delivered in Jesus' name. Say the word of God and tell the devil to get back to his corner where he came from in the name of Jesus. Pray believing that you receive. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. I praise you right now. I don't want to keep the prayer going all half the night, but I pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, render null and void. And, Lord God, I pray that every trap, plot, scheme the enemy is trying to do, even those secret things that we're not even aware of, we cancel them and render them void and null. You've given us authority to say something, so why not say something trusting that you hear every word that we say according to First John, 5th chapter, praise God. You hear us when we pray, and when we pray, hallelujah, petitions to you with thanksgiving, we know, Lord God, we have them when we ask according to your will for our lives, and your word is your will for our lives. We love you, Lord God. Help keep us, Lord God, tonight on track. Forgive us, Lord God, for those things that we've omitted, or, Lord God, those things that we have not done. We pray that the demon of oppression and anxiety is under the blood of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, for every family that's represented on this line. We pray for my neighbors, my friends, Lord God, our nation, Lord God, our leaders, our military. God, I pray for a great turnaround in this nation. I thank you for the revival that I hear that's going on. I believe it's in Kentucky, but I pray that it would be like a wildfire everywhere. The revival will break out, Lord God, and people will come and bow down before the Lord, hallelujah, and worship you, Lord God, until your train come back to the house of God and fill the house. In Christ Jesus' name, and get people delivered. We pray against those mind disorders. People, Lord God, have no idea what to think. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, I thank you that you're on the throne. You're in charge, and I worship you on tonight. Let your divine will in every circumstance be done. In Jesus' name, I praise you for what you're doing. I love you, Lord. I lift up my brothers and sisters, Minister BJ, her family, Lord God, every person, Prophet Bird, Pastor Sims, Sister McCormick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Alexander, Brother Black, glory be to God, every situation, every circumstance, Sister Brenda, Lord God, all of those, Lord God, I pray for them. Some names I have not mentioned, Lord God, but you know who they are. You know what they're going through. I pray for victory in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Lord God. We love you. We bless you. We pray the prayer of faith, and we put this prayer in your hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus. If you feel up to it, you can go ahead and pray for a while then.
Okay. Praise the Lord, saints. I thank God for each and every one. They have already prayed on tonight. I touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus because I know that God is a good God, I tell you. I know it for myself, and I praise God for it. I ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you'll forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you, and I touch and agree with my sisters, Lord God, that have already prayed on tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to give us the strength to be able to go through, Lord God, because realizing, Lord God, if you don't help us, Lord God, we cannot make it down here in these days and time. So we need your strength on tonight, Lord God, to be able to carry on, to be able to go forward, to be able to do the things that you want us to do in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word, God, in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And sure enough, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We have to come boldly to you. We need you on tonight, Lord God. We know this is a time of need. So many problems and so many different things are happening in the world today. But we know, God, that you sit high and you look low, God, and you see our heart, you see our heart desire, you see the things that we need and what we stand in the need of. So, God, I just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, because the word of God said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord God, as we get up in the morning, we have to realize, Heavenly Father God, that we're going to thank God for what, for being here, are just going to just be sad. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, because we have a choice. We have a choice. And so, God, I thank you for the choice that you have given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you touch, Lord God, those that's going through situations. So many is going through stress on tonight, Lord God. I ask you to look on them on tonight, Lord God. And, Lord God, some don't know how, what way to go, Lord God. Some don't know who to call on, who to look to. And so, God, we pray that they'll learn that you are the answer on today. You are the one that's able to bring them through. You are the one that's able to change their heart and help them to be different, Lord God. If they're going to come a change in their life, it's going to take you to do the change in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But they got to realize, Heavenly Father, that you are their help. And you are their deliverer. And you are the strength of tonight, Lord God. Because the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is going to stand. So, God, as we get into your word and let that word abide in us and we abide in the word, we can ask what we will and it be able to and it'll be given to us. So, God, we just thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for your healing power, Lord God, because you sent your word to heal us, Lord God, and to set us free and deliver us, God, from all these diseases, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we walk by faith on tonight, not by sight, but we walk by faith. We trust and believe in you, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, that you are the one that's going to help us to continue to walk this journey and to go through. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for families everywhere. So many famines and so many different things is going on. We pray, Lord God, for that hungry man or that hungry woman that might be standing inside the road when you're passing or on the highway, Lord God. We don't know what they're condition is, but you know it's all about it. And we pray that, somehow, some way, that they can get food, that they can get the things that they need, that they won't have to be people standing side the road like they be standing. God, we pray that somehow, in some way, that the government, some kind of way, that they will work some situation out for these people, that they will be able to have food, enough food to eat, and be able to have the things that they need to have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, help them to realize, God, so some people just don't want to take things. Some people, you want to give people things sometimes. They'll say, sure, are you sure about it? Oh, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch hearts and minds of people in situations in the name of Jesus. And let them understand, God, that you are God. And if someone come to you and want to help you, let them help you. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to go into the grocery store, Lord God, with people going in grocery store with different things, the food, how the food is in the grocery store, where they go in and their things are so high they can't buy the food, they can't get the things they want. God, you able, Lord God, to work these things out for them. And so, God, we pray for the government, like I said, for the government, that they will look into these situations and they will change some things for the right way and not for the wrong way. In the name of Jesus, look on the President of the United States, look on the Vice President, look on the law enforcement, Lord. And God, we pray, Lord God, that you will look on the body of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to be able to be a blessing in whatever way we can, and as praying or as giving the word out to people and letting them know that there is a better way of life, and you are able, Lord God, to provide for them. You are able to open doors and make ways for them. If we only trust you, if we only just lean and depend on you, you will open that door. You'll make that way for them in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for the people that's struggling, those that, Lord God, is going through suicide and those that got guns and out there shooting people, and then after they shoot all these people, then they turn around and turn on their own self, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for that foul demon, because it ain't nothing but the demon, the spirit, but that spirit of the demon out there. The blood of Jesus is against that Satan in the name of Jesus, because we know that the word of God said that he walking to and fro seeking who he may devour. So he's just out there trying to use who he can use to be able to go around and do the things that he's doing. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just work these situations out, Lord God. God, we ask you to go into the nursing home on tonight, Lord. So many, Lord God, seeking the nursing home. People have been in the nursing home for a long time, have just been there in that nursing home for a longer time. But we know at the appointed time, Lord God, you will deliver, Lord God. You will set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know there's a time for everything. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will go through with your anointed power and your spirit, Lord God, and you will raise up these people that's been in the nursing home for a longer time. Some are just laying there, and some are just not been able to move, not been able to do nothing. And, God, my heart goes out for the people that's in the nursing home. God, I just pray sometimes, Lord God, I just pray, because there's time when I used to walk and go in there and look at them, Lord God, and talk to them. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just let your loving arms go around them, God, and keep them, Lord God, because you said your word, you never leave them. So, God, I just believe, God, that I know you're still there with them, even though they might be in the bed and they ain't saying nothing and they're just laying there. I know you're still with those people in the name of Jesus, because you said that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we know, God, that your grace and mercy still follow them as they lay there in that bed. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will keep them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for all what you're already doing in our lives. We thank you for how well you have already brought us from, Lord God, because you have brought us from a mighty long way when we didn't even understand that we could come this far by faith. It was you, Lord, that have brought us this far. And so, God, we just thank you for how you're teaching us how to do and what to do and the way to do things in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to look down on all the prayer warriors on tonight. one by one and name by name. God, we pray that you'll touch each and every one heart, God, and their family, Lord God, and continue to give them strength. And God, keep us together, Lord God, in unity, Lord God. Help us to stay together. Thank you, Lord God, for their concern, Lord God. How they're so concerned about us, about one another, God, in the name of Jesus. And that is the way it's supposed to be in the house. So, God, we thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the love that you showed before us, God. Thank you for how you loved us, how you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all can be saved. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray for our family tonight. We pray for my grandchildren. Lord, I ask you to look on them on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for my family on tonight, Lord, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask you to look down on Sister Hubbard, God. Thank you, Lord God, for this woman, God. So, Lord God, I just thank you so much for her. How she just called me and how I just had, I said, Lord, I just thank God. I mean, how I called her and then she called me. But I just thank God for her, Lord God. And I just praise you, Lord God, that you continue to bless her, a woman that stays on the wall. And I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Hub, I mean, Pastor Burry, Lord God, and Pastor Nelson Willett, God, and Mother Alexander, and all the rest of them. And I'm going to call everybody's name, and my niece Rachel, and Laura. I just thank God for each and every one, and Brother Blight, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen him right now, Lord God, even though Daniel Willett already prayed for him. But, God, we just pray for him again, Lord God, that you strengthen his body, whatever the situation might be going on in his life right now. God, we bind that devil that he'll loose him and set him free because we know that he is a man of God that's going to be able to go forward and do the job that you have sent him to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we love you tonight, Lord, because we know your word said you sent your life. Like I just keep saying that word, you sent your word to heal them, deliver us from destruction. So, God, you already said the word, and it's up to us to use the word. It's up to us to walk in that word. It's up to us to be able to stand and stand on what the word of God, because you said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. So help us to continue to seek your face, call on your name in a day and time like this. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And Lord God, we ask you to continue, Lord, to remember those, Lord God, that's so sad and so going through different things in their life where they don't know who to call on. We just pray, Lord, that you, Lord God, because it's you that have been so good to us, it's you that's brought us this far, and we pray, Lord, for the world as a whole, each and every one, everywhere, Father. We ask you to touch the minds of people right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory be unto the Lord. Praise the Lord for the strength that the Lord bless you to come on, and thank God for all the prayers. And we do have our brother Blight joining us tonight. I don't know if he'll be able to say anything in a little bit, but I'm going to ask Pastor Sims that she had left a message I didn't know either, but we want to keep her glory together. The prayer requests that came up tonight, just on the phone concerning, she have a praise report then for her brother, and then she also have a praise report concerning some other things in family. So we just want to let her go ahead and pray. And as you make those requests, then we're going to take those. And then if Brother Black still be on the line and feeling up to say anything, then we thank God. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and have Mother Sims pray.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do lift you up, and we're so grateful, Lord, that you allowed us to come on the line tonight, that we could help to lift you and spread this word, and we appreciate every prayer that's gone up before me, all of the prayers, all of the requests, all of the many things that people stand in need of, because it is a needy time. It's a needy time now all over this land and country. And the Bible says even the land needs a healing, not just the people, but the land needs a healing, Father. We realize that this is demonic oppression that we are under. Some of this stuff is not natural. It's demonic that somebody would just, for no reason, just do all kinds of things. Things are stepping up, but we do know that even if the sky falls, God is still God, and he changes not. And we come tonight, it's just so many things. It's such a blessing to be able to give the report of some good things that has happened, how the Lord works and how he does wondrous things. And we have to give him credit for everything, because the word says he's the same God in the valley that he is on the mountaintop. And we got to get that in our heads and in our minds. He's God anyhow. I don't care even if the sky falls. You know the story about Henny Penny? Acorn hit her on the head, and she started out, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. We must run and tell the king. Well, our king already knows it. But he says men ought always to pray. And that's what we're doing, Lord. In the meantime, Father, we just ask you to just lift up these people that we're asking. My brother Alonzo is in the rehab, and I have to ask for prayer for him. He's doing well, but he's in a catch-22 to go home and too well to stay in the rehab. And right now at this point, we're just praying because we don't know just what to do, trying to get some time so you could try to find somewhere for him to go. And we have a family. It's my brother-in-law that died the last of 22. It's his first cousin. He was in Charlotte, in Mecklenburg County up there. And his daughter, he was living with his daughter, and she moved him closer into the city because he was a dialysis patient. And last Friday, he was coming from dialysis, and somebody walked up to his car and killed him. His name is Leon Mack. You probably read it, some of you from North Carolina, or maybe Pastor BJ saw it in the paper. But that was my brother-in-law's first cousin. And I met him many times, been in the hospital to pray for him through his sicknesses and illnesses. And in that same family, I'm asking you to pray for their young daughter, just graduated from college, from Fayetteville College up there. She had a husband, and they were planning to have a baby. And she got to thinking somebody was following her. And so she couldn't shake it. And her husband said, well, let's go get a gun. And we go get a gun, and we go into the range and practice for you, so you know if somebody tries to attack you, you'll be able to defend yourself. Well, she took that same gun and committed suicide. It's in the same family that I'm telling you about, the man that was killed at the traffic light. And then 2 weeks before that, that man who lost his wife, brother, was in a tragic wreck and was decapitated. And so it's just, if you think you got problems, somebody else got worse problems, but God leaves us here to pray and try to witness and try to let people know that he's an on-time God and he's faithful, no matter how it is and how it looks. And I just give him praise and honor for all of his mighty works to the children of man. And he says in, I think it's in 1 John, he says, behold, what manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. What manner of love is this? Why should he love us so? No matter how it looks, he said he loves us, and he does. So we just lift up those people, please, to us, all our whole family. Some things, you know, you go through, you don't even mention, you just trust and you believe. But sometimes it's really good to have somebody to pray with you and pray for you. So I would ask each and every one of you to remember my brother Alonzo, all our family, and the Mack family, Leon Mack, that was killed last Friday morning up in Charlotte, just for no reason, just drive by and shot him. So we give God the glory. We bless everybody that's on this line. We ask God to lift them up, whatever their problems is. Let them know that he's with them. Somebody said, and I was one of my favorites, that he, well, where the scripture says in Psalm, he promised, he sent his word and healed us and it delivered us from all of our destruction. Grab hold to the word and hold on to it, because he is faithful and he's coming, I believe, soon. So we pray for mankind everywhere, as far as humanity trod the soil, all back in the wilderness, the jungle, wherever a person lives, Lord. We ask that you send your word, that somebody will be blessed. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you high praise. We ask a blessing upon all of the political leaders of this country, of this world, Lord, that they make the right decision concerning your people, Lord, and we be blessed. Father, if there's anything that I neglected to pray for that I should have, Father, please, Lord, bring it to my remembrance that I will later on lift it up. So I ask these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you.
And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all the prayers that went forth before we hear from Brother Black, if he's still on. But Father, I pray right now for our sister, God. Her family has gone through so many different type of challenges and trials and situations and death and grief and encouragement and miracles as well. And God, we just pray right now against any attacks of the enemy and any generational curses and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme has been coming up against Pastor Sims' family. We rebuke, bind, and loose him from his assignment. God, we pray and thank you for her strength and encouragement. We know it's got to be, glory to God, her relationship with you, besides the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous that are praying and touching and agreeing with her faith, that she's continued to stand and continue to decree and declare God's words and still encouraging others, glory to God, to turn to Jesus and stand on his word. So I pray, God, you bless her, touch her shoulder, touch her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the miracle still going on in her body and in her testes and all throughout, glory to God, as you continue to encourage her. We are praying for Brother Alonzo, that God, you bless this man. He loves God, and you know what's going on in his body and what she's saying. He can't be able to stay in the rehab, but he also needs also help in other areas and what he needs. God, we are praying that those provisions be made for him. God, we thank you for touching him and his mind too as well. Pray for that other family that she was talking about that got out of the hospital. I think it was her John's Williams and the King's family. The glory to God. Thank God for the report that, as she said, he stopped drinking, but now he's out of the hospital and now he keeps falling, glory out on the floor, and making it very difficult for his wife, because in her condition, to try to get him up. So, God, we ask you to work that situation out. God bless, glory to God, for the miracle about the drinking has stopped. Glory to God, they've been in the hospital, she said, 6 weeks, and we are believing now, glory to God, after you take that, we bind the hand of the enemy that want to cause other complications or problems. You are a miracle-working God, and you don't have to do anything, but we know that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you said you came to give life and life more abundantly. We're standing on that and standing on your word in every one of these situations. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the Leon, glory to God, that someone just came and stole his life just like that, glory to God, through drive-by. We know, glory to God, all these prayers are going forth for these hideous crimes of these demonic forces of people, glory to God, temperance are just like striking a match. They don't care. And we know it's a demonic force that is in operation. But God, you gave us power to bind and loose. And God, we can't do things about the things that's already gone. But we pray for those families and loved ones. But we pray and still praying for those forces to be bound up and loose from its assignment, the ones' minds that can be saved. saved and delivered out of. So we're going to keep praying. Glory, I'm standing on God's words regardless of what we hear, because we know the enemy would like for us to stop and make it blow up, look like, glory to God, God is not at work. Well, we know through the power of prayer and what we've been hearing, the miracles and stuff, God's still on his throne and always will be, never changing. And he knows everything before it ever took place. But you commanded us for us to pray and have faith and to seek your face and to stand on your word in obedience. So, God, we'll keep standing and keep speaking in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for you continue to pray, glory, that pray for the friend that she said is 76 years old, that, glory to God, then have to take care of her daughter that's a paralegic at 53, and her, both of their helps are not good. So praying for, glory to God, for that mother at 76. Strengthen her body, encourage her, send some help for her, God. Relief, we bind up the devil to take their lives or take their health, even worse than what it is. We are praying for you to revive them, restore and heal and deliver, especially the caregiver, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help in the midst of that situation. We know, glory to God, everything is possible through you, and nothing's too hard for you, in the name of Jesus. So we're standing on the promises of the Lord. And glory to God in the power of his word. In the name of Jesus, help us to stay encouraged and take courage. Stand fast and hold fast and be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. So we pray, glory to God, for Miss Imani. God, even thanking you, glory to God, for you touching and healing and delivering. And we know the enemy is about coming back and trying to attack back. But we're praying, God, that you continue to bless and continue to touch her body, too, as well, while she's walking through this challenge. In the name of Jesus, we pray for now for our brother Black. As God, we give these prayers and the glory to God and praise unto you and healing and deliverance. We stand for all the prayer warriors, everyone that's going through whatever kind of challenge, might be healings that need it, might be financial situation, maybe things going on in their lives, in their homes, or wherever it is. We're thanking you for moving. What is the deepen on the other side? In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to touch there and that. Well, we thank you for prayers that have gone forth thus far. In the meantime, we praise you and glorify you. Bind Satan up out in the court, set up traps, spots, plans, schemes, be eradicated, dismissed, live right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God as the Lord bless and bring it to be eradicated as we stand on God's word in Jesus' name. And glory to God, we call back. Glory to God, the healings and deliverance and peace and joy in Jesus' name. I hope you'll be able to talk, my son, over the noise. But nevertheless, we're giving space now for you to have these few minutes. Praise God for any prayer requests we'll take afterwards.
Yes, got. Anything. I can't do nothing about it.
Oh, no, that's only, if that's at the hospital, then we ain't worried about that. I thought there was something else going on with somebody else's phone. No, we can overlook that. God bless. Go ahead.
Okay, God bless everybody. but I had to get on, but I still got good news. God is good. I ain't even worried about this. But there was other things that came into play. Now, I can handle them. But my sister said, I think, I don't know what it was, but she said the doctor called and said, oh, we're not going to have to take off your breast, but we're going to put a tube in there and we're going to take something out. And I said, that's a lie too. That's a lie too. You just want to do something to make some money. That's a lie for the bit of hell. Ain't none of that going to happen.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise your name,
but,
Jesus.
But God bless everybody. I'm in, of course, Yale Hospital in New Haven, Connecticut. And because of irregular heartbeat and then high blood pressure and then all these things, they were checking my kidneys. They checked my brain, my heart, see if any chest pains and things like that. But other than that, all is well, truly is well. And so praise the Lord. I thank you all for praying for me. I know. You got my back.
Praise God. Well, amen. Bless God. I didn't get to respond back to you, but I started praying when I came online because I missed your call. And I'm like, oh, Lord. So I started telling them to pray. I don't know what's going on.
school and I heard your message while you were praying. And then I asked Mother, oh, he's a pastor to pray. So Mother was praying next to Mother Willett. So she covered you, and everybody else been keeping you covered. So we're thanking the Lord.
Amen.
And we're looking forward to when they got to do some more tests before they release you.
I know I had another ultrasound last night of my tonight of my kidney, but I tell you what, I mean, I'm like, I sure like to leave tomorrow, but God knows, I ain't pushing nothing out, but just wait for Him.
That's right. The anchor's putting up my prayers. That's right.
Amen.
Putting up my prayer and making your request known. And giving thanksgiving, and we're going to believe God for the good report.
Amen.
Whatever else
needs
to be revealed, that we are praying, bind and loose.
That's what's happening now for things to be, you know, just in preparation, what to do, you know, what to do so things will be taken care of, you know, naturally and supernaturally.
Yeah,
but all is well. There's so much wokeism. It's off the Richter scale.
Oh yeah.
So much wokeism. You got lazy babies got jobs teaching kids what to do. You know, I mean, lazy babies. They don't even know what to do, and they was taught wrong. Now they teaching kids what to do, and they don't know how to do nothing.
Jesus.
The lazy babies didn't know how to do nothing, but they in charge.
Hallelujah.
I said, what a change. What a change. But that's all right.
Amen.
We know who's in charge.
Amen.
God Almighty and His saints.
God got you, God.
Praise God. We're not letting the prophet have something to say before we take any more prayer requests, and we'll just open the line for that.
Wow.
Well, Prophet Virgil, have anything else?
Oh, I just want to stand still and He is God.
Amen. Amen. Will anyone else have a prayer request before we close? Well, okay, I just have one. So far as asking, I got a test tomorrow, but what I'm asking for now is tonight. I told Mother Alexander earlier, the shoulder has pulled up on my right shoulder, and it has been bothering me for a little while, but this was so bad today I could hardly even lift my arm out, period. I want to go to read something, even if it's light. It's like, Lord, it got the weight of it. Just don't care how light it is. So some swelling or something going on with the right whatever, and I can't even lift this shoulder up. I mean, this arm up over, even up to past the breast or anywhere. So I'm asking for a prayer. She already spoke against this attack, and we know where it came from, the enemy, but I got an appointment in the morning. I need to be able to move this shoulder, and I got one for MRI for my back concern, the sciatic nerve, just on Thursday. But right now, I need to be able to move this arm because it's vital to even use that for even hygiene or whatever else I need to do. So asking for prayer for this right shoulder.
Yes, ma'am.
Is someone going to take the request for me?
Amen. I pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that you've heard Pastor BJ's request regarding her shoulder. We know you see the very cause for the swelling, Lord God. And, Lord God, you've already said that Jesus came that we could have the fullness of life. And this pain in this shoulder and even the sciatic nerve issue, God, we pray that that pain is arrested. It gets out of her body at the name of Jesus. We pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, believing that she receive divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that the Holy Ghost will let her know what she can do, whether rub it down with alcohol, whatever it might be, to help ease that pain until they do a MRI or some type of test to find out what is the root cause behind it. But, God, we know that you are our way maker, our healer. Lord God, we pray for Minister BJ in Christ Jesus' name, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing, Lord God, will release the power of your word. Praise God, hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, praise God, Exodus 23, verse 25, in Jesus' name, in that shoulder and fight that pain and bring about a great deliverance, not only in the shoulder, but also, Lord God, in the sciatic nerve. In Jesus' name, we cancel every plot, scheme, scam, every trap that the enemy is trying to set, everything that the spirit of darkness is trying to bring against your people to get them off focus. We bind it up right now according to Matthew 18 and 18 in Jesus' name, and we pray for divine deliverance. And thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. But we pray that that pain must uproot itself and be cast out in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith, and we count it done. We love you, Lord, and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor?
Yes.
Amen. I heard God say that it's because you braided hair on yesterday, and that's the cause of the pain.
Oh, that worsened it because it's been going on for a little while. That probably did worsen it.
Yeah,
yes.
But the biggest part of it, so it ain't nothing serious going on.
Okay, then praise God.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise your name, Jesus. Stand on that. That's a good word.
Amen. Glory to God, my dear.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I'd like to thank y'all again for your prayers. I'd like to thank you as I went to do the, I don't know if I told anybody about that or not. I can't remember. When I went to do the throat thing, where they did my throat, went down my neck, I was telling Sister Hubbard, I was telling her about how my neck used to feel, felt like there was something down in my neck, like something was there. So when it went down in my neck, wherever it was, God went in there and he went in there with him. He went in there and did some stuff. I don't know what, but I just thank God my neck feels so much better, even though the things that they say that was seen and everything that they put me medication on. But I still thank God for my healing for that, for what happened on today, and going to the mammogram. They was just those three things that happened, and going getting ready to go for my eye thing. I just claim my healing because I hear the Lord say when I was laying on that bed and they were getting ready to put that IV, the anesthesia, would get ready to put me to sleep. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. I hear him say that. He said, weren't I with you 10 years ago when you went through this situation? He said, weren't I with you then? He said, I'm right here with you. And I heard it. I knew it was him that told me that. And I thank God. I just thank God for y'all praying for me.
Praise God.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Okay, we thank God for the prayers, the testimonies, so many things that are on the altar. But we thank God for even in the midst of those things that we believe in God for his mighty hand to work and be in operation. We've actually, forgot, Ken Kate called just before we came online, and she had, I thought it was next week, but she had her hip surgery, and she said Thursday, I think, and she said she's home today, just got home, and was, so the doctor said it looked pretty bad, but she's sore, but we just believe in God for a quick healer with no setbacks, no problems, so thank the Lord for her going through her surgery and coming out doing fine, praise the Lord, other than the soreness right now, got to go through her recuperation, so we're thanking the Lord for that, so minister or either evangelist Sam Kincaid. So it said we'll have prayer for her tonight. That God continue to bless and touch and strengthen and heal and pray glory to God. There won't be no setbacks and no falling, no situations that will occur that will cause her from not being able to heal completely. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. And what is it? Sister, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I may say something right after you.
Okay, that's fine. I was just also going to say I'll keep Mr. Parker family because I thought they already had utilized the mother-in-law, but come to find out they just did that Saturday. So they had to ask her why she was it because they had to wait on family. She said yes. And then it's revealed through the doctor that the mother knew all the time, the one that was 79 and just was getting ready to retire when she fell and it punctured her liver and had to go to the hospital. She knew about the cancer, just didn't tell nobody in her family. And she was still working, going on about until that accident happened and had to go to the hospital. And then everything came out then. So they had found out, I guess this past week before her, well over the last week, a week or so before, I guess, the utilization. Not utilization, where I get that word from, before they utilize her, she knew about it, but she wouldn't tell any of the family. She just went on with life, and God bless. So, going on to glory. So the family just got to pray for her husband to get, for his, the Lord to bless him to release his grief onto the Lord. Other than that, and the aunt is still in the, other aunt is still in the hospital with, in a coma. But they said that's the lady that was found in the house that I think she's been in there a couple of days, and they said because of loss of oxygen with her brain, that's why she's, they hadn't recovered. So if they say if she did, of course, she will be more or less like a vegetable, but like they're saying, they just, just standing and waiting and believing God. So just keep the Parker family lifted up and praise the Lord. Other than that, they seem to be, going through pretty well. Okay, Brother Black.
Yeah, I apologize. I should have said something publicly when the Holy Ghost told me to. And I know there was correction coming from Pastor Hubbard when I said just before, a couple of weeks ago, when Pastor Bird said, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said the ones that stayed on caught it. It was the Spirit of the Lord. However, I was supposed to have said this from the beginning. But the ones who hung up before she opened that door, they in no wise lost anyway, because we're all filled with the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And I should have stated that from the very beginning. I waited and waited, and I was like, man, I should have corrected that because God told me to correct it, and I failed to do so. And that can confuse somebody or think that I was saying something different or wrong, and I think that should be corrected.
Praise God.
Amen.
So what are you talking about? I know Mother. Prayer on Monday night. Is it some of us? Once in a while it happens in time past, and some of we ended the prayer for the night, but then all of a sudden praise go up. And that's just what happened. You're saying after I was saying hallelujah, some had already dropped off the line, but about six of them were still on there. And so that's what he was talking about from last week. But, you know, that happens. You know, sometimes even you leave church and the fire of the anointing just raised back up again. It does not take away from who left. It's just time people left. It just God just did us took us to another level at the time to pray. So bless the Lord. So we thank God for giving him glory and praise. And we just need to keep that spirit of praise and worship is what I was talking about even then. All the time, no matter what. No matter, we might not exemplify just each time we're on the phone, but a daily praise of giving God glory every day is what it's all about and so forth. And sometimes he just gives us that space where we can just, you know, just express it because he just wants to get glory even while we're going through the trials and the tribulation or praying for people. And sometimes, you know, we're hearing great reports and sometimes even if it's a bad report, learning to yet praise him. So we bless the Lord and thank God again, even in the midst of everything that's going on tonight. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God. That's humility and want to stay tuned into the Spirit and want God's will to be done. So that's a blessing. God's going to bless you.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing else, my dear.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for all the great and mighty acts.
Glory to God.
And give him praise. And hallelujah. Amen. And shalom. And continue to keep the prayers going and keep celebrating Jesus in spite of what the devil says. Let's stand on the word, glorifying him. Our God reigns. Bless the Lord for your amazing grace tonight. Love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Excuse me.
Thank
you. Love you.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God. Amazing grace. Amazing grace.
Yes.
Amazing grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amazing grace. It's to Rachel. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Hallelujah.